crime plot there was, what was I fighting for? I'm fighting with a telephone line at the moment, and I'm trying to get through to Laura. Laura, are you there? Hello, Laura.
I can kind of hear you.
Okay, Laura, thanks very much. Wonderful to speak to you. You're all the way in Baltimore, am I right?
Thanks for speaking with me today.
Yes, it's nice to know you from Baltimore. And tell me, how long have you worked for the Baltimore City Paper?
I started here in August of 2010, so a little over a year now.
Okay, and you and I have got a lot in common. We both love space, and we both call Laura.
That's such a very big coincidence.
And tell me, have you always been fascinated with things to do with space?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
Have you always been fascinated with things to do with space?
It's actually a relatively new interest of mine. I got into space more through when I started being a journalist. I used to do a lot of political reporting, but I didn't find it very interesting. And then I found a magazine out of the UK called New Scientist, and they kind of do a rundown every week of everything that's going on in the science world, and that's really when I got into it. So that was about 2 or 3 years ago. And space just grabs my attention more than anything else.
Yeah, me too. Now, did you used to watch any space programs on TV when you were younger?
I didn't so much. I've always been a big reader, and somebody introduced me to Ray Bradbury, who writes, you know, a lot of science fiction, and that was really when I started getting into science fiction. His book, The Martian Chronicles, is one of my favorites. Kind of humanized Mars for me.
Okay. And how did you get involved with Earth Sky?
With Earth Sky?
Yes.
Well, I actually found Earth Sky maybe a year and a half ago as a reader. They do a lot of great coverage of, you know, meteor showers you can see and what to look up at the night sky. And when I was trying to get interested in that, I used to read about them, and I would get their weekly newsletters. And then one day they just had an ad out that they were looking for more writers, so I applied and did a couple sample posts for them, and it ended up working out well. So I write for them a couple times a week now. It's a really great organization. They write about, you know, all different things, science, so I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you told me that you work you have contact with a lot of scientists and other people. Mm-hmm. What has been your favorite space story that you've covered so far?
My favorite story that I've covered?
Yes.
Well, this year, there was a lot that happened this year. You know, for NASA, it was a really big year. And I was interested in the end of the space shuttle program. And we also launched the new Mars rover in November, which was really fascinating. But my favorite story was definitely covering the James Webb Space Telescope, mm-hmm. which is the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope. So they, you know, it's an international project, but the funding comes in the U.S., and they tried to cut the funding back in July. And there was a big grassroots movement to save the telescope, much like there was for Hubble in 2009. So I followed that from July all the way through when we fortunately secured funding for it in November. And it was just a really interesting story to see the public interest in keeping this telescope alive. People got really excited about it and really came together behind it. And it was a lot of fun to cover that and see kind of the public interest in space that doesn't necessarily get brought to the forefront all the time.
Yeah. That is only going to be taking off in 2018, am I right?
That's the plan right now, hopefully.
Yeah. And
everything goes according to plan from here on out.
You must have heard of our Square Kilometer Array that we're trying to host in South Africa.
I'm sorry?
The Square Kilometer Array that we're trying to host in South Africa. Do you know about that?
Yes, I do. I do know a little bit about that. And when are they looking at that decision to be made?
They reckon in just after February sometime.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's very exciting.
Yeah, well, we'll be chatting about that and many more things, hopefully, again. And thank you so much, Laura, for being on air tonight here in South Africa.
Yeah, thank you. It was great speaking with you.
Okay, have a good time, hey. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
This is my song to the poorest king, whoever.